African Safari Wildlife Park is a wild experience with over 800 exotic animals. Our drive-through safari features giraffes, zebras, deer, elk, alpacas, and even a white bison, all of which you can feed right from your vehicle. Walk on the wild side with a Zoo It All Pass and feed kangaroos, porcupines, tortoises, and rabbits. Step into our aviary adventure and hand-feed budgies for a memorable experience. Check out our live educational shows or ride a camel. Create memories that will last a lifetime at the Ohio Safari Park, African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV. Of course, Jennifer here with our good friend Jennifer. It's the Jen and Jen show.
Yes, there you go.
That's exactly right. And of course, our good friend Jennifer Hughes is here with your dog warden hat on.
Yes.
And I like the blue hair.
Thank you.
It's very cool.
And
we're a little bit late, and we apologize, but we were trying to get our little friend over here situated. And does she have a name?
Jewel.
Jewel.
So it's the three J's.
There she is, Jen, Jen, and Jewel. I like it. And Jewel is a new addition, actually available for adoption at the pound.
Yes.
So that's very good. And she is a sweet, sweet old girl.
Yes, she is. We've had her available for adoption for, I think, almost a week now, and no one's come to meet her, and no one's called to ask about her, so we thought we'd bring her on TV and see if maybe we could show her off a little bit.
Well, we're so glad that you did, and the thing about Jewel is she handles the stairs like the rest of us.
She took a break about halfway.
If you've never been in this building and you've never walked the steps, you don't know what we're talking about.
So any noises you hear today,
it
they
is
are
not
from the dog. Any snorts, pants,
or other things,
they're the dog.
Yes, we're gonna go with it's the dog. But no, she's a beautiful, beautiful girl, and she is, I assume, a pit bull or pit bull mix, something
maybe
of
American
that.
Bully,
maybe
or
bulldog, some kind of bull,
blocky headed something.
Yes, but she is beautiful, and she actually has had the same family for a long time, and then they just weren't able to keep her. Right.
She's never really been a house dog, although she keeps her kennel clean at the pound. She waits to go out for her morning time out in the yard. She likes walks. She loves people more than anything. She wants to be with people. She does seem dog friendly. Cats, we're not sure about if she's just overly interested or just really, really wants to make friends.
Okay.
She did get smacked in the face once. And
if you got to see her up,
she
lost.
Yes.
Cat won.
Jewel, and she gave
zero.
Up. He smacked her. She gave up. So.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
But she's a hefty girl. She's got age on her. We're guessing that she's at least 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she just needs a nice porch or couch to crash on and live out the rest of her years.
That's exactly right. And she's such a sweet soul. You can just tell. She's got this, like, aura around her that she's just a sweetie pie.
Oh, she's a doll. She's been a favorite. Definitely.
I'll bet. And she has these beautiful big puppy eyes.
Look in that camera.
Yeah, you're not. No
here.
One wants to see that side of you.
Come here. Hey, look over here.
Oh, there we go.
There,
see how pretty she is.
She's got some gray in her face, but she still has quite a bit of energy. You know,
Yeah, there's a lot of dog there still, for sure.
She's learning to like car rides, and she's very affectionate. She loves her people. So if you have a home that, you know, can accommodate an old dog, come and check her out. Her adoption fee is $100. We microchip, do her 2021 dog license. She's had vaccine. She's been wormed.
She's spayed already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's had flea and tick treatment. I mean, she's
ready to go.
Besides maybe an old dog tooth cleaning.
Don't we all need those?
She's ready to go. So if you want to add her to your home, give us a call. We've also got applications available online at pettango.com.
Oh, okay.
It's P-E-T-A-N-G-O.
Okay.
And we post all of our available dogs on there, which she is the only one right now. But that's a good site to watch. They're the ones that do the really cool facial recognition stuff.
Yes, that's so cool.
Yeah. So we do that through the, they just changed the name. It was Finding Rover, but you can search for certain breeds through that too. So.
Yeah, and that's a cool site if you happen to be missing a dog or something like that. It actually has, like, doggy facial recognition, so it can kind of help you along the way find a friend, find your friend, if possible. Well, Jewel, you are definitely a cutie pie. Oh, goodness.
There we go.
Okay. Got to get the snorts out.
Yes.
She's adorable. Oh, my gosh, I love her. So, but the thing is, you and I were talking yesterday, mm-hmm. and with, you know, your job obviously is to care for our furry friends, whether they be lost or need help or whatever. And one of the main things that's going on right now, obviously in summertime, is the heat.
Yes.
And that becomes a thing.
So I brought this handy little chart here. Okay, so most people say I'm leaving my dog in there 10 minutes, 30 minutes top. I just have to run into Walmart.
I have to run into Walmart. I'm just going to leave the dog in the car. It'll be fine. I'll crack the window.
Right.
It'll be okay.
So on like a 90-degree day, it only takes 10 minutes for the car to be over 109 degrees. So this adds up really fast. Ooh. So anything over 104, you're risking heat stroke.
Okay.
And
so 10 minutes, 90 degrees, which is today.
Right.
You're
pushing it. You know, you could come back to a deceased dog, unfortunately. And then there are certain factors that, you want to watch for that your dog can tolerate even less heat. So Jewel is a really good example. She's a flat-faced dog. So that means that she doesn't have an airway to cool the air before she breathes it in. So she's breathing in hotter air, and she has a harder time breathing. So that makes her at risk for high heat. Her age.
Sure. aren't we all, you know? Like,
I wouldn't say she's overweight, but if she were overweight, that would put her at a higher risk if she had a thicker coat. So all these things add up,
sure. And
you can lose your dog really fast.
I mean, how would you like to be locked in a car with a fur coat on?
Yes. Oh, I lost her. She's wandering now.
Well, she's going to go say hi to Dave Channel.
So you want to keep it, you know, under 104 degrees.
I think she likes you.
She likes everybody. Big dogs that are under 6 months, puppies can't regulate heat properly, so they are more susceptible to heat stroke. Dogs over 7, they're older dogs, they have a hard time regulating as well, so they're at higher risk. Of course, heavy fur, things like that. Heat exhaustion starts at 103-ish.
Okay.
And then heat stroke starts at like 105 to 109 degrees, so depending on the dog. So you're getting anything over that 103, 104, you're risking heat stroke. I read a study that says that interior temperatures can rise about 40 degrees within 1 hour of whatever temperature you're at, because a dog's 102 degrees itself. So all that air it's breathing out,
sure,
you know, it's like its own little heater. So, in an enclosed area.
So, it's breathing out the heat. It's sucking in the heat, breathing out the heat. Yes.
Yeah, it's like its own little heater there. So, you know, they run higher than we do. So, they can heat a space faster than we do.
And let's just be honest, you know, dogs cool, as you said, through their mouths. And they don't sweat like we do.
Right.
So, okay. So, here's a great example. Jamie and I are in Cincinnati over the weekend. And it was hot, and we had many places we stopped and whatever. And what's the first, I mean, it's like going to be 90-something today. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that you do when you get into your car? You open up the doors, you can't breathe, you turn on the air, you know, and how would you like to be stuck in that and have no control over that? And I was telling Jamie, I said, my gosh, these children and these pets that get locked in these cars, I can't even imagine, like, I just got in the car, had the door open, and couldn't breathe. Like,
right.
I can't even imagine what that would be, the torture that that would be.
If you wouldn't sit in there with your windows, you know, cracked for 30 minutes, why would they? Put
right.
on a coat, sit in your car, you're not going to want to be there.
No.
And not only is it cruel, it's stressful for them, but you could lose your dog. So if you care, leave them home.
Yeah.
You know, if you do see a dog in a car, check to make sure it's not running. Keep in mind the hybrid cars are quiet. You know, you
yes.
don't want to be bugging somebody that has
yes.
the air running for their dog. But
so I've had that instance at the restaurant a couple of times where the police show up and somebody was traveling through mm-hmm. and they stopped, you know, to grab a bite to eat because they're traveling. And the dog's in the car and the car's running and all's good with the world. And somebody's freaked out and called the police. And, you know, I've never had a case where it wasn't okay. But so, yes, please make sure before you call the police or do something wild that the car is.
Yeah, the hybrid cars are quiet. They could have air running, their favorite jams playing. You don't know.
That's right.
But if you do see a dog in distress, extremely panting, similar to Jules everyday panting.
it's the stairs, I'm telling you.
you know, if you see them in distress, contact the business, let them know to page or find the owner of the vehicle, give them a chance to go out. That'll be the fastest way if they go out and,
sure.
you know, turn the car on for the dog. You can also contact law enforcement. If you call the local police department, sheriff's department, they can also contact us.
Yes.
So chances are, since we're a small staff, it will be faster for them to get there and handle it simply because we may be on the other side of the county and, you know,
right.
time matters. So, but definitely reach out to law enforcement. Better safe than sorry. You don't want to open the door or anything like that. It may be an aggressive dog.
Sure.
It may be a dog that's a flight risk and it takes off and, you know, gets hit or something
right.
like that, or gets lost, which, you know, would definitely be worse. So,
yeah.
And keep in mind, if you're someone who does travel with your dog or take your dog to Walmart, it is considered a form of neglect and cruelty and is punishable by law. So if your dog is in distress and it is an issue, you can be charged. So it's just not worth the risk.
You know, home. You're right. And sometimes, I know we all want to take them with us, but sometimes they're better off at home in the mm-hmm. air. And I mean, I would rather be at home in the air a lot of
yes,
times.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, it's good to travel and it's good to take them places, but it's also, don't think about you, think about them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And some dogs love to go for rides, give them their own little ride, save your Walmart Kroger trip for another day or another
right.
time. So
absolutely.
What a good girl.
So, she is a good girl. So if you're interested in Jewel, you can get a hold of us here, get a hold of the Dog Pound. What number do people call?
740-286-7262.
Okay, and if no one answers, just leave a message.
Yep.
Sometimes you guys are out on calls or cleaning
yeah.
or whatever, which is most of the time.
Right. There's always something to clean.
That's exactly right. Oh, she is such a sweetie pie.
And our other reminder is that I'm mad at that angle.
Ooh. No, you're fine.
So dog tags are due. So
you've had plenty of extensions. Listen.
Yeah. Due to COVID, we've extended all the way up. Extension ends July 1st.
Okay.
You got to get your tags.
This is it.
You're down to the wire.
Yep.
They will go from $14 to $28, and you can be cited. It will be a $180 ticket, and we do tag checks, you know. There are quite a few reasons to have your tags. It gets your dog home. You know, we get
Absolutely.
Plenty of calls after hours. A neighbor finds a dog.
Well,
call
I called you the other day.
Yeah, they call in with a number. We find the people. The dog goes home. It doesn't have to come to the pound. Easy. It's quick and easy to get them home. If the dog comes to the pound wearing their tag, we hold them for 14 days until we can find you. A dog without a tag is only held for 3 days. So if you're on vacation and your dog sitter loses your dog.
Yes, which has happened numerous times.
Yes, yes. For some reason, they tend to not tell the owners and they don't call us ahead of time or anything to let us know. And we have a dog, you know, that has no tag. We have no idea where it belongs. And 3 days, it's up for adoption. So make sure they're wearing that tag. If you want permanent identification, you can do a microchip.
Yep.
That way they can't slip a collar. You do still have to buy your tags.
Best of both worlds. Do both.
Yeah, it's permanent ID.
Yep.
We hold dogs with microchips longer until we can find the owner and track them down. That way we know if you went through the time and trouble to microchip them that you're probably going to miss them. So,
and update your microchip information. Mm-hmm. If you happen to get a new phone number or you get you move. Yep. Please, please update your information.
And if you don't know how, get a hold of us.
Yeah.
We microchip. Right now, we're doing it for just $10. If you have
Really?
Mm-hmm. If you have a 3-year tag or a lifetime tag, we're doing free microchips. So if you're someone that's bought a lifetime tag or a 3-year tag, you know, and it's still current, of course, you know, with the lifetime, the 3-year, you know, if you're still within that range of the 3 years, we will do it for free. So it's quick
and
easy.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yep.
So that's dog tag and microchip for, what, $15?
Well,
is that what the dog tag is?
Dog tag's 14.
14.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can, you've got just a few days. You can get with us, the auditor's office, the commissioner's office, or there is a website.
Look at that pretty face.
It's doglicenses.us/OH/Jackson. If you're busy, you can do them right there online.
So listen, that's what I do. And so I was joking to Deb the other day. I said, my goal is to get Marley number one. And she said, it's never going to happen because there's people at work in the auditor's office that grab, you know, that they get them for their own dogs. And obviously those are the first ones taken. And I was like, well, this year I got number 7. She said, well, you're pretty close then.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
Wow, number 7.
Yeah, number 7.
You were on it.
So literally what I did was I got the paper in the mail. I sat down at my laptop right then, just ordered it, got it over with. Don't have to worry about forgetting it or whatever. Then taken care of for a year, we're good to go.
Yep, nice and easy. And
they send it to you in the mail. You don't even have to do anything.
Right. And it's the law. You know, you got to do that. If you're someone that says, I don't need to do it because my dog doesn't run loose, things like that. Your dog tag funds run the dog pound.
Yes.
So that pays for us.
That's your only funding.
Right. That pays for us to come out and investigate dog bites, dogs that are damaging livestock, lost dogs, things like that. That pays to keep the electricity on.
Yep.
Pays for the air conditioning for Jewel.
Obviously, she likes it.
Yes. That's what funds the pound. So even if it doesn't directly benefit your dog, it benefits hundreds, thousands of other dogs.
Yes.
So.
Correct. And that's the thing. It's just, you know, if you have a dog and you want to treat them as a member of your family, which we all do, you know, what's $14? You know,
right.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a break.
It'll help another dog down the road. You know, it, like I said, it pays for us to be on the road all day long.
All of the great things that you do. So, okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Jen, let's tell people what it is that you all do. I mean, you don't just go out and collect animals like Cruella de Vil and you know, the dog catcher and them in cages. And, you know, what are some of the things that you all, what's a day in the life of a dog warden look like?
Well, our day starts out, those noises of the dog.
we swear it's the dog.
We start out cleaning. We clean all the kennels. We put the dogs outside in the play yards to get some fresh air when it's nice. We like to do that early in the morning before it gets too hot.
Sure.
And then we go on calls. Sometimes we come into, you know, 10 or 12 calls on our answering machine. And they range anywhere from the neighbor's dog is coming over and bugging my cats. This dog charged me and tried to attack me. My dog is missing. I found a dog. So after that, we hit the road, pick up dogs that we need to. We try to reunite with owners on the road. If someone says this dog belongs to so-and-so, we'll go to the house, knock on the door. Hopefully they're home. We don't want your dog. We don't just see random dogs. Unless they're like in the middle of the road, you know.
You're not like dog thieves that want to go and put them in cages. That's the last thing you want
to
do.
We have enough to clean up. You know, we've got enough dogs. We don't need, you know, we don't need your dog. But
you are so sweet.
Right now we have a couple kennels that are occupied by cruelty cases, dogs that people reported were living in horrible conditions. So we may not always have dogs advertised as available, but our cages are full of either dogs waiting to go home.
Or they're in limbo.
Cruelty, right. Or they're just not ready to be adopted out yet due to medical or behavioral issues. So even though Jewel's the only one listed, she's not the only one at the pound. Right. I think we've got 13, I think, right now. So, yeah, we've got a full house.
So it's not like y'all sit around and pet dogs all day and, you know.
No, I think this is the most... This is the most I've been able to pet Jewel ever. So, you know, we're on the road. One or two of us are on the road, you know, until 4 or 5 o'clock every evening in between bringing in dogs. And when we bring in a dog, we give everybody vaccines, wormer, flea and tick. We want to keep everybody safe.
Yep.
So we give them vaccines. We weigh them. We take their picture, post it on Facebook. Set them up a nice kennel, lots of toys, fresh food and water, and, you know, they wait to be claimed, so.
Well, and you know, it's just like everything else. Listen, you know, we've just gone through a global pandemic. Like, doggies need their shots, too, mm-hmm. and that's one of the first things that you all have to do is make sure that there's not something going on where they can expose others or whatever, so vaccines are very important.
And we check for microchips on every dog that comes in. So if it has a microchip, we do a happy dance. We jump on the phone. Yes, we start finding the person. Of course, if they have a tag, it's pretty easy. If they're wearing a tag when we pick them up, we try to contact the person right away.
Sure.
And a lot of times we do check for microchips in the field as well. We usually scan them at least twice, sometimes three times, just to make sure. If they have medical issues, we take care of that. We do... you know, skin scrapes and do fecals like your vet does if we need to. We do first aid on cuts and
all kind of stuff. Yeah. You're like doggy warriors. I don't know. It's crazy
It is an all day thing. And then the dogs that we do have that aren't adoptable for one reason or another, we spend a good part of the day networking to get them into rescues so that they have a better chance. And we love our rescues. They are phenomenal. They do all the medical stuff we can't do. Like right now, Jewel definitely needs a dental. She hasn't been seen by a vet for a full exam. She, you know, could have something else going on. All of our rescues learn all that stuff.
She seems happy, girl.
All of our rescues, 100%, make sure everything medical is taken care of. So if we have a dog that has some behavior issues, they will make sure that dog is, you know, sort of rehabilitated and is the perfect dog when they go home to a new home. So I know some people get frustrated with us that a dog's not available, but it's for their own good. We don't want to send a dog home that is going to cost you more money than you can afford.
Right.
So, and our adoption fee only covers those things that I listed before, the spay, neuter, the ID, the vaccines. So some dogs need more than that.
Yeah. You need to know what you're getting into when you take that new family member home.
And these rescue groups are amazing because they do those things. We have dogs that are extremely pregnant that, you know, they're going to need a lot of TLC through the remainder of their pregnancy, and then the 8 weeks that the pups need to be with mom.
Sure.
And it's just better if it's trained professionals that are taking care of that, not us, because no puppies don't want to be raised in a shelter. And, you know, so those dogs do move out to our rescue groups.
Very good.
Yes.
So you guys and they do so much, and you all have...
And we're on call at night, so...
Oh, yay!
Yeah, when there's emergencies at night, there's one of us is always on duty
call.
To be woken up.
And, you know, and you all have done such a good job, and we cannot thank you enough for all that you have done and literally made lemonade out of lemons with the facility that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Although it has had some improvements,
yes.
But not necessarily, shall we say, the palace of all...
Right.
Dog pounds.
It's much more functional after Gigi's came and did
and
renovations
helped.
For
yes.
us. Yes.
Yes.
And every year, you know, people help us even more, and that's, we appreciate that, you know, more than you know.
That's right.
We had people come help us plant some trees, because taking time out to even plant trees was a huge challenge. So.
Sure.
You know, any volunteers... That have a skill that they want to put to use, I can find something for you to do.
Yeah. If you want to volunteer, no problem.
Right. You know, even little stuff, we're hoping to repaint some of the kennels that have gotten all scratched up and things like that.
Sure.
You know, there's always something. We always need something. But so if you have a skill, we can use it.
That's right. That's right. All right. So don't leave your animals in the vehicle.
Or your kids.
Or your kids.
Just putting that out there, too.
Yeah. Just saying. Or one and the same, because a lot of times
yes.
they're one and the same. As far as dogs that live outside this time of the year, you know, shade can make all the difference mm-hmm. in the world. And what would be good for folks that do have dogs that live outside? What advice would you give for them?
Make sure they have shade throughout the day. If you leave
yes.
for work at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and you see where the shade is falling, that doesn't mean that's where that's going to be all day long.
Correct.
So some dogs wind up around, you know, the noon hour just in full on blazing sun.
Yep.
So make a shady area that can last all day. Give them a kiddie pool of water to play in and soak in. That will cool them off.
Definitely.
If they tend to knock over their water bucket, you can dig a little hole
yeah.
and set the bucket down in there, and they can't dig it out.
That's
or,
right. Or put a little clip on it, like if you have a wall or uh-huh. a post, like a fence post.
Hang it on there.
Just kind of, yeah, do that.
Yeah, just give them everything that they... you know, that they need to stay cool throughout the day. If you can, bring them inside, bring them in the garage, something
yeah.
like that. You know, of course, that's ideal. We would prefer every dog be laying in the air conditioning all day, but
we understand that's
not possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and there are people out there that turn fans on their dogs through the day, have cooled dog boxes, stuff like that.
Sure.
It just takes a little bit of effort, and you can...
And creativity.
Keep us from knocking on your door to, you know, give you...
They actually make... Don't they make... I mean, they make heating pads, right? They make cooling pads as well that you can plug in. Or that you could put in the freezer and then lay it down and your doggy can lay on that during the day.
There's one that... Big Lots had them last year that are just a gel. And somehow it pulls the heat. So it's like a... It's cooling.
That's so cool.
It's really neat. I think... what is that company that does camping stuff? They make
them. Coleman or somebody?
Yes, Coleman.
Yep.
They make them.
Cooling pads, yeah.
I'm sure Amazon,
yeah.
you'll find everything.
So just, like, it's like, think outside the box things that don't cost you a ton of money mm-hmm. but can make all the difference in the world for your furry friends.
A frozen jug, let them play with that, roll it around,
yep.
put that in their doghouse. It's like a little mini air conditioner, you know.
That's right. You got it. All right, well, Jen, is there anything else you want to tell our viewers?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, we appreciate
I think
you.
We talked about a lot. Somebody yeah. come get Jewel and love her.
Please do.
Yes.
There's a lot of dog left in that little body and, well, big body. And she's a tank.
Oh, yeah, she is. But
she's stout. But she's very, like, you know, there's older dogs that look like they're old, and then there's older dogs. Like, she's, like, fit.
Yeah.
Like, she's very, very
Oh, she's buff.
Good looking.
She's
yes.
buff.
Yes, she's beautiful.
And she's not, she doesn't pull real bad. She doesn't try to get her big fat self in your lap, stuff like that. So,
I'm sure she could be taught to do that if you would like, but.
I'm not saying she won't like cuddles on the couch, but she's not ill-mannered.
Yes.
Let's say that. So,
right.
You know, definitely let us know if you want to add her to your home. Right, babe?
Sounds good. All right.
Well, she's just staring at the corner. Not even looking in the right direction.
That's okay. You're not selling yourself very well, but that's okay.
She's pretty. She's not smart.
Listen, we can't all be all things.
So, yeah, unless anybody has any questions.
Yeah, any questions that anyone's thrown out there? I think we've probably answered most of the things that people would want to know. So,
and if you ever need us, you know, reach out. If you have a question,
y'all have a Facebook, you have the phone.
We have Facebook, we have Instagram. You know, we check our messages pretty much constantly on the phone and Facebook. So if you need something, let us know.
That's right. All right, Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
Jen, and Jewel, it's been fun meeting you, sweetie. You are so pretty.
You got to move so I can move my chair. You pinned me in.
She's pinned us in and we're not leaving.
All right.
Well, Jen, thank you. Y'all are awesome. And thanks to you and Deb and the gang for all that you do.
We appreciate you.
Of course. All right, let's head on over to your Total Media Radio weather forecast, which is looking like, he was talking to him.
Oh.
You're good. Thanks, Jen. Which is looking like very, very hot for the day today. Here's the deal. The temperatures are looking like mostly sunny skies today, and look at that hot high of 93 degrees. On Wednesday, even just more exciting because there's a chance of rain in the forecast, and, you know, so we'll have the humidity and the heat, but that's okay. So, again, don't forget to download your Total Media Radio app, where then you can listen to live local radio on your phone. By downloading the app today, you can do that on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and reach any of our local radio stations. And, of course, listen to this show right on the air as well. So that should be a good thing. All right, we have another guest in the house. I mean, I'm sorry, Dave. Please don't take offense, but you're not nearly as pretty as Jewel was.
Okay, I'll accept that.
But we love you just as much.
Okay.
All right. No, our good friend Dave Channel is here, and we are going to talk about some really fun things that are going on this weekend in the city of Jackson.
That's correct. This is a 4th of July weekend.
And this year we get to do some stuff.
Yeah, last year we didn't get to do it. COVID shut us down. So we have stuff planned again this year. Try to add something different each year.
Sure.
For the citizens. So, first of all, I'd like to thank the Jackson Tourism and Convention Bureau and all the citizens that has made donations and businesses toward the fireworks. It's strictly 100% all donations puts this on.
That's right. So you all out there can enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's strictly put on. No city money, nothing like that. It's all done by donations. So at the end of the fireworks, we will run an ad in the paper so people can support those businesses or tell them thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's what it's about. This community is very giving.
It is.
And it's hard times right now. So we appreciate it very much to do this. So to start off Saturday at 4 o'clock in the park, we will have food vendors. There'll be Gaddy's Pizza, CNS Concessions, which will have the Texas Tea Tenderloin, 8-ounce steak burger, and lemonade. And then Kona Ice will be there, and Granny's Kettle Corn will be there.
Nice.
So that's your food options. And then at 4 o'clock, Kiwanis, who partners with us, They will be doing face painting, free popcorn, 2 inflatables, and free trinkets for the kids. So that's another good community group is the Kiwanis.
Yeah, they do a lot for our kids, don't they?
Right. And 4 o'clock until 8:30, Wolfpack Entertainment will be playing music out of the gazebo. And then at 8 o'clock, 96.7 will start doing a live remote. And then at 7 o'clock is Parade Lineup down on Broadway Street.
Is that at the library?
Yes, south of the Broad Street.
And the cool thing about the parade is you don't have to sign up. You just show up to be a participant.
Right, to show up, whether it's motorcycles, ball teams, politicians, antique cars, you know, just something to have a parade with. And that will go up Broadway, make a right on Main Street, and go to the park and break up. And then at 9 o'clock then, every 15 minutes, the fireworks company, which is Zambelli out of Cincinnati, their main office is in Pennsylvania, they will let off a shot 15 minutes, every 15 minutes leading up to the big fireworks.
Oh, cool. So kind of a little pre-show.
Yeah, just a pre-show to get people excited.
Yeah.
They'll just let a loud boom off. And then
that way you can also make sure you're in a good location to see the fireworks.
Yes, that's what they do. They'll let one off at 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:30, 9:45. And then at 10 o'clock is the fireworks show. Should be about 18 minutes, and that soundtrack will be done on 96.7. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it. We are planning on doing a Christmas show again this year. That really went over good last year. People liked it. Something different. So we are planning on that on the first Saturday in December.
You know, Dave, out of COVID has come some interesting think outside the box things. And when you all weren't able to do the fireworks show last year for the 4th of July, y'all got together and said, hey, well, that's fine. Let's do a fireworks show for Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And it was huge. People just absolutely loved it. And why could you not, like, hey, fireworks the 4th of July. Yeah, everybody does that. Who does fireworks at Christmas? Well, we do here in the city of Jackson because of you all. And that is so cool. And because of all of the, of course, gracious donors along the way.
Well, that idea came out of, I come out of council meeting one night, and Councilman Ryan Peters says, hey, I wonder if we could do a fireworks show at Christmas time. I don't know. We could try. So we mentioned it to the mayor, and from there on, it was in the planning stages. And like I said, I think it was a big, big plus. COVID helped it, and it was just something different. Really nice. So,
you know, it was. And, you know, people at that point just needed something to boost their spirits.
Right.
And I don't know anyone that watches a fireworks show and doesn't get their, you know, spirits boosted, because it's beautiful and exciting. So you are with the Jackson Fire Department, and let's talk for a minute about how long have you all been involved in the 4th of July celebration?
I think this will probably be the 4th year.
Okay.
When the JCs, which went to Jaffe.
Yes.
They decided they wouldn't go do it, so the tourism board asked us if we would take it over.
Okay.
And oversee it, and that's how we got involved.
Very good, and so you all stepped in, and you know, you do a lot of other things throughout the year. So while you're here, let's talk about that.
Well, as back to the 4th of July, former Mayor Randy Heath called me and said, would we also take the parade over?
Because
he wanted to keep it going.
Yes.
So I said, yeah, there's not much to that. Just line it up, make sure everything gets going.
Make sure traffic stops a little bit along the way. Sure.
Right. So that was pretty easy, but we took that on too. Our next project after the 4th of July is going to be Parent Day.
Yes.
Which is coming up August the 7th.
Okay.
Should be the first Saturday in August.
Yep.
This will be the 28th year.
For Pig Iron Day.
28th year.
I feel like I remember, like, when, like, the first one.
Yeah. when
I was like one back then.
Former Mary Evans and Ron Speakman and that crew started it. We took it over in the 10th one. So we've been doing it 19 years. And again, that's put on with the donations from the community. I mean, they help keep the prices down. Well, we give free water, free pop, 50-cent hot dogs, you know. We've had to raise some prices because everything keeps going up.
Yes, naturally. Everything keeps going up, yes.
And we use that as another community event, but any proceeds off of it, then we buy equipment with it and give it back to the citizens. Give it back to the city for the citizens.
You know, and that's the whole thing is, you know, it goes full circle because you all are buying new equipment for the fire department, which obviously gets used for, you know, for the citizens of the city. And so, yeah, it's just kind of goes round and round. Yep. So thank you.
Yeah, that's a big event.
That's a fun one, too. You always have a car show and that great pulled pork and beans and stuff like that.
Yep, we cook right there. We'll
cook it all right there.
We'll cook 120 pound of beans, probably 400 pound of pork. We will have the drive-thru again this year. That was a big plus last year.
Yes.
But they can come into the school bus lot off of Huron Street, pull up there, and we'll have a crew there that they can place the order, pay for it, and just drive off.
And go on out and... That way, number one, you know, if you still aren't feeling like being out in a crowd, totally understandable, get that. You can pull in. Or also, if you just aren't able to walk or have trouble getting in and out of the car, or maybe you have your kids with you or your dog.
Yeah, your dog.
You can pull right in and get that to go.
Right. Yeah, that was a big plus last year with COVID. So we said, we'll keep it going this year.
Love that.
Again, people, you know. Might not want to walk over into the park or...
Again, we're thinking outside the box, right, Dave?
Right, yeah. So come and support that event. We'll have the pig iron bars again and the auction at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Trying to find a band. So it's always a fun day.
Wheels
of Steel car show. Weather, good weather, they'll have over 100 cars, easy.
Oh,
people's wanting
to
get out.
It's the perfect venue for that.
People's wanting to get out because they're tired of being... locked up in their house and stuff, basically.
That's right. And again, what a better place to distance than a car show or a big event out in a big park somewhere. You know, you don't have to be
right
on top of each other.
We're still going to treat our event in the park. We're still going to do what we did last year for COVID.
Okay.
The gloves, the people's servants going to wear masks, hand sanitizer will be around the park.
Very good.
We're still going to be... taking action for that if people still concerned about it. So, I mean,
super
it's
safe.
Still out there, but, we're going to be proactive for it.
You know, and I think that's fantastic. And, you know, we can't quickly forget, what's been happening. So I think that you guys are still taking that seriously is amazing.
Right, yes.
So, and then the firefighter, let's talk for a minute just to toot your horn a little bit and the folks that work at the fire department about, you know, what all you do. And I was talking to somebody on the fire department the other day, and I had no idea how many calls and how much the fire department does until he was telling me about it. You all go out on numerous daily calls.
Right.
And you think that, how many times are there ever a fire? Well, a lot. Or a lot of other things that you would get called out for. Could you tell our viewers while you're here, because I want you all to know what these folks do. It's an amazing thing.
Well, we get a lot of calls on alarm activation in houses, businesses, respond to a lot of wrecks. Of course, in structure fires or gasoline spills. I mean, you know, we get called on a lot of stuff. Our department alone, we run about 230 to 260 calls a year.
Can you believe that?
And we don't even do EMS or first responder. So that would really shoot it up.
Sure.
We all work together great in the county, all the fire departments, mutual aid, automatic aid. So we all rely on each other. There's 8 departments in the county. So We have to rely on each other this day and age. So many people work out of town that's on fire department, so that leaves you shorthanded.
You know, and that's the thing, and you said it just a second ago, and this is something that people don't know as well, and that is the mutual aid that you all provide to each other. All of the local fire departments work together all the time, and you communicate constantly. If you get called out and maybe another fire department gets called out, or if you guys are out on a call, then somebody else is on call to cover the area. And you think about, and I know a lot of you don't know that. I mean, this is a big organizational deal.
Right. It is. That's one thing we rely on a lot is mutual aid. As soon as it's all in place, there's going to be what they call automatic aid. As soon as, say, Jackson gets a call of a structure fire, we will automatically, when we are paged, we'll have another department coming with us right then.
Okay.
And that's going to help a lot. We don't have to tell the dispatcher, alert us so-and-so. It just automatically, by protocol,
it's called in.
Right.
That's fantastic. That saves so much time.
Say we're down on the south end of the county, because we go clear to the old coal temple on 93. That's Franklin Township.
Yeah, because I live in Franklin Township, and we're the Jackson Fire Department.
Right.
So out by the airport, not all the way to the airport, but I live out that way.
Right. You live on Standpipe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Franklin Township.
Yep.
So if we would get a call down on the far end of Franklin Township in the instance of a structure fire,
sure,
automatically Madison Jefferson will come with us.
Sure.
Being, you know, that being that close to Madison Jefferson.
Yep.
So that's going to be really beneficial as soon as it gets implemented.
Love that.
So everybody will like that.
Yeah, and saving a step along the way of having to call and then call and call. Yeah, it just all gets called out at once. Fantastic.
Our association is very active. We go out and put up smoke detectors for free. Anybody needs a smoke detector, all you got to do is call the station at 286-2707. We'll come out and put you up a smoke detector. Those are donated either by the state, Kiwanis. We've had other businesses buy them for us. Our association buys them, and we just put them up for nothing.
That's amazing. We
want you protected.
Yeah.
So we're looking out for the public because they look out for us too.
That's so true, Dave.
So
let's talk for a minute about smoke detectors while you're here. And we have a few minutes left. So I thought that it would be a good time to get some information out. And then we'll get back to the 4th of July stuff. But how many homes, how much effect do smoke detectors make?
Well, they make a tremendous effect because, you know, they alert you in the early stages.
Yes.
Hopefully that you can get out.
That you have that extra 10 seconds to get out.
Yep. Smoke detector is very important. And they're good for 10 years. And now they're making them where they are got a 10-year lithium battery in them.
Yes.
That you cannot take it out and use it for nothing else. There's so many times you go somewhere and you'll say, did your smoke detector work? No. Well, then we go look and there's no battery in it.
Yep.
These, they can't do that.
Because you take it out because it beeps at you and it annoys you.
That, or you wanted it for a pocket radio or something, you know. So now you can't take them out and use them. So that's good.
Yeah, and so you can buy those at like Callahan Hardware. You can buy those anywhere. And they are just like a 10-year lithium battery. It's just all built into the detector. After 10 years, you take that one down, you twist the new one back in, no problem, and then you're good for another 10 years.
Right. And then the other thing we really promote too is carbon monoxide detectors.
So that was going to be my next question for you. And the cool thing is they have combo things
now.
Yes,
there is a combo smoke alarm CO detector. They're about $10 more than a smoke detector, mm-hmm. but they're worth it.
Absolutely. And why would someone need a carbon monoxide detector? And because there's been some horror stories out there of people passing away because it's the silent killer.
Right. You don't know it's there. You can't smell it, see it, or anything.
You just go to sleep.
You don't know it's there until you start having some symptoms, or if it's really severe, then you could die in your sleep.
Absolutely.
So carbon monoxide is very important too.
So basically, if you have any kind of gas fixture in your house, whether it be a furnace, a range, fireplace, any of that, you need a carbon monoxide detector.
Right. Hot water tank, anything.
Any of that.
Yeah.
Anything that's gas.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's for sure.
So this is our public service show of the day as well. But I figured while I had you here, I mean, I think that all of these things are very important. And if one person today is watching this show and goes out and buys that smoke detector and puts it up, then we've done our job.
Right.
Where in the house do smoke detectors go?
Smoke detectors should be, I like to see them put near a vent. If you got a forced air furnace, put it near a vent to where it's going to come right out of the furnace, out of the ductwork, and it's going to detect it before it gets sent around through your house very far.
So
put it on a wall right up above your floor register.
Okay. Now, should it be, you know, should they be in the kitchen? Should they be in the bedroom? Does it matter where in the house?
No.
You just want it around to where that air blows on
right.
it.
If your furnace is the one that's causing the problem by picking it up, whether it's your hot water tank or whatever, and your furnace is on, then you're going to detect it as soon as it comes out of your trunk lines. And they make them with digital readout, which is good because at about 30 parts per million is where that's going to go off to start warning you that you have a CO leak.
And this is the carbon monoxide
right,
that we're talking
monoxide,
about.
Carbon monoxide, right. So you can see how much carbon monoxide you do have in your house.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, those are very important. You can get them digital readout. You can get them AC, DC, battery backup. So if your furnace or you have a fireplace, gas fireplace or something, then it would still detect if there was a power outage.
You know, and what I did was I bought a few that they just plug into your outlet. Mm-hmm. But why is that important? And this is just Jen's opinion. This isn't Dave's opinion. I was reading, we had a story here a while back about a family that traveled to Cancun and they stayed in an Airbnb and they found them all dead. And they died of carbon monoxide poisoning, the whole family within that Airbnb. So my thought was, okay, I can go on Amazon and I can buy a carbon monoxide detector that plugs into a wall. Mm-hmm. And it's about this big. And I can throw that into my suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Take it with you.
And you can take that anywhere that you go. So if you're staying in a hotel, you're staying in a relative's house, anywhere you're staying, you have right. that protection.
Exactly. Just plug it into the outlet if it's an AC one.
Yep. And it's so simple. And after I read that story, I was like, oh, my goodness. Why wouldn't you just throw one of those in your suitcase? Just what's it hurting, right?
Right. You know, they're very, that's a very good item to protect a family as a CO detector.
It is, for sure. All right, well, there you go, all your public service stuff for the day, and thank you for talking to us about that. But let's get back to Jackson's 4th of July celebration, and we're so excited to be able to do it again this year. And first off, where are the best places in town to watch those fireworks, Dave?
Well, there's a lot of people go to the shopping center, the park, Manpower Park, or there's a lot of people down around Eddie Jones Park, on Harding Avenue, Water Street, that area.
Okay. And I think that you're not, due to safety's sake, not allowed actually in Eddie Jones like we used to be back then. They do close that entrance off. But
right.
Somewhere around that vicinity, you can still see it.
There was a news release sent out yesterday by the city.
Okay.
All day Saturday, the Eddie Jones Park is closed
okay.
for preparation. Of the fireworks, because they got to come in, they got to build the racks, they got to load them, and people can't be there if something would go wrong.
Yeah, definitely not.
So all day, the bike path and the park's closed. At 9 o'clock at night, I shut down the restrooms.
Okay.
About 9:15, we will close Veterans Drive off from Carr Street to Harding Avenue.
Okay.
And Harding Avenue is closed from the bridge to Water Street.
Yes.
Makes total sense. Until after the fireworks is over with. And then it's all about safety.
Yes.
You know, to make things safe for the public and the people that are putting the show on.
You know, that's just God forbid there ever be an accident, but if there would happen to be, we can't have people in harm's way.
Right. No. Yeah. We will have additional fire departments in here to help cover the area.
Okay.
I know Wellston's having their fireworks at night, so all the fire departments, we're going to be helping each other cover fireworks.
Just in case.
Right. The other thing Matt brought up downstairs when I was down there is Chinese lanterns. Those are teetotally not allowed in the state of Ohio. So if you've got any, please do not set them off. You have no control of it. It's just basically a hot air balloon with a flame in it. And if it lands on top of somebody's building, it could set it on fire.
Well, sure.
And they are illegal. And we are constantly watching the sky for those. And if we can track you down, you can be punished. So please do not use Chinese lanterns.
I didn't even know anyone would have that thought around here.
Oh, yeah. They're around. Yeah. Oh. We have them every 4th of July.
Really?
There'll be some floating in the air.
So you're going to light an open flame and then set it into the air to land God only knows where.
Well,
that sounds like a fantastic idea.
It just looks like a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And there's candles in it that creates the heat on fire and sends this balloon up into the air. And it can land anywhere because
sure.
You have no control of it. So please do not use them. If you see any, call the police department. I mean, these are illegal in the state of Ohio, so
it's
not only our area, it's everywhere.
You see them in movies and stuff. I have to say I've never seen one in real life, but typically, like in movies, they're sent out over water.
Right.
Like in the ocean or something like that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad, but set them off in a town where they can land on somebody's house, business.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, please don't do that.
Nope.
And use safety precautions if you're going to have sprinklers and smoke bombs and stuff like that. Just be safe for kids and everyone.
That's what I was going to ask you too, and then I'll let you get out of here because I know you are a busy dude, and we appreciate you spending time with us this morning. And you got to pet a dog, so that's good. There you go. What fireworks are legal in the city? What can people do? Are we limited to the old smoke bombs and the sparklers, or can people actually have their own full-fledged fireworks show in town? Or, you know, because I live out in the country, a lot of folks set fireworks off out there, but I don't know about the city.
Well, fireworks up to certain ones are legal.
Okay.
Like sparklers, your little smoke bombs or the little snakes, stuff like
that.
Yeah. Those are
legal.
The
stuff that you can buy at the big box store.
But anytime you get into doing fireworks, right now, as far as I know, they're still illegal because there is a law in the state that they are trying to pass to make all fireworks legal. I don't like that idea, and I'm sure there's a lot of other fire chiefs that don't. But
When you're the one that gets the call when something bad happens.
You can only use the smaller ones.
Okay, in the city. And
right, in the city. Well, anywhere, really.
Okay.
In the whole state of Ohio, your bigger fireworks has to be put on by a licensed company.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be smart about it. Have fun, but do the right thing.
Yeah. There's permits, like for this show here, there's permits that I have to sign to allow it.
Okay.
Chief of police has to sign it. I mean, it's just not just coming in and doing it. I mean, it's all about safety for everybody.
Sure. Okay. So. Well, that sounds good. And so let's go over the times of everything one more time before we get out of here for the day, Dave.
All right. At 4:00 in Manpower Park, the food vendors will be opening up.
This is Saturday.
Correct. This Saturday, July 3rd. Gaddy's Pizza, CNS Concessions, Kona Ice, and Granny's Kettle Corn. 4:00, Kiwanis will be doing their contribution to the community. Face painting, free popcorn, 2 inflatables, and free trinkets. 4:00 to 8:30 will be Wolfpack, will be playing music from the gazebo. Then at 7:00, you can start lining up for the parade on Broadway, on the lower part between Broad and South, down by the library. Everybody's welcome to line up in it. Antique cars, motorcycles, politicians. It's no registration, just show up. And then at 8 o'clock, the parade will go up Broadway Street to Main Street, out to Manpower Park. And then at 8 o'clock, live remote, 96.7. And then at 10 o'clock is the fireworks show, about 18 minutes on 96.7.
There you go. So, fun day full of entertainment right here in the city of Jackson on Saturday. What a great day to have a fireworks show.
The only thing you can harness is, of course, rain.
Okay. What do we do about rain?
Well,
we'll let you know.
Yeah.
How about that?
We still try to do the fireworks. Hopefully the rain will hold off or it'll be a light shower, but hopefully there's none, period.
So, that's right. It won't rain on our parade.
Again, I would like to thank, on behalf of the Jackson Firefighters and the City of Jackson, thanks to Jackson Tourism Conventions Bureau, all the businesses and citizens that have donated money toward these fireworks. And this money, these donations also pays for the Christmas one. And
yes.
Any leftover money is kept in a line item from our association toward next year. So anybody wants to donate, we really appreciate it.
That sounds great. All right, so, Dave Channel, and we appreciate you coming in from the fire department, and best of luck this coming weekend.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Appreciate being here.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's see. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and we appreciate you for watching. We will be back tomorrow with, I think, our friends from Armed and Ready, who are having a big celebration or event this coming weekend as well, out at their business. So they're going to talk about that. So until then, have a great day, everyone. Stay cool today. Hottest day of the week. It's going to be a really, really hot one. Highs up almost into the mid-90s, so make sure you do check on your friends, check on your relatives, check on your pets, and don't leave anybody in the car. So, have a great day, everyone. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll be right back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.